I'm going to HCC to get my associate's degree.
I'm getting certified as an EMT.
To raise my GPA.
No institution does more to get students where they're going faster than HCC. We keep Houston working. HCC. Smart decision.
Welcome back to Radio Faces Extra. I'm John McClain from the Chronicle, Crime.com, and Sports Radio 610. We are coming to you from Houston Community College's Main Street campus. With me from Sports Radio 610, three experts with long distinguished careers in the NFL, Chester Pitts, Seth Payne, and Ted Johnson. This is our awards segment, and we're going to start with the Texans. We're going to start with the Texans Offensive Player of the Year. Seth, take it away.
The Texans Offensive Player of the Year, I'm probably going to steal your guys, Andre Johnson. Yep. And it's not just his stats and the stretch he had this year, which is one of the best stretches of his career at this advanced age in NFL years. It's what he does for the rest of the offense. Yeah. You look at the Cincinnati game, all that stuff was open underneath, all the stuff to the tight ends and to the running backs, because they were concentrating on taking away the big play from Andre Johnson. Yeah. 3 yards per route run. So it's not just the stuff he catches. He's just the most efficient guy in the league. When he's out on the field, he's producing.
Yeah. Chester?
You know what? You thought it was going to be Andre Johnson. My pick, fellow offensive lineman, good guy I played with, Dwayne Brown.
Oh, that's a good
Without Dwayne Brown and his amazing blocking play in and play out, Andre Johnson doesn't get to make all these fancy catches. Arian Foster doesn't get to run all these fancy yards. At the end of the day, first team All-Pro. Kids earned it. I remember when he came in as a rookie. Oh, my goodness gracious. I didn't think he was going to make it. He cramped up in the Pittsburgh game the first time we played.
Okay.
I mean, it was very tough sledding early on for him, but he's found a way to just turn himself and have a wonderful career thus far. Very proud of the guy. He's earned the award.
Not only was he first-team All-Pro, he's also going to the Pro Bowl a year too late, but he's still going, anchored a really good offensive line for much of the season. Ted?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Seth. I just think Andre Johnson is just week in, week out. You know, he started off slow. Everybody's wondering where Andre Johnson is. Well, we all saw. Wasn't he supposed to get old? I thought he was old. everybody told me, you know, this guy, look, he's played 10 years. He's wearing down, blah, blah, blah. Are you kidding me? The guy had two games, you know, in the Detroit game and in the Jacksonville game where he just was on fire. So he's, for me, he was the key to their success on offense this year.
And I think exactly the right kind of guy you want on a football team, too. And it's rare that you get a guy that productive that's also just the kind of guy you want in that locker room.
Very humble. Yeah. Very humble. Yep.
He is going to the Pro Bowl for the sixth time. He also set a personal high with 1,598 yards receiving. Mm. Now, defensive player, Chester, if you're going to be different on this one, we're all going to fall over. Who is your surprising defensive player of the year?
You know what? I have no idea where I'm going to go with this. Yeah, what do you guys think? I mean, come on. Forget about it. J.J. Watt, no question. I'm not a big stat guy, but this guy's stat line is just so big and so important. You cannot discount what he's done this year. But beyond the stat line is, just think about how productive of a player he is on the field, the way he affects change, affects the game every single play.
He does.
On offense, everyone on offense knows where J.J. Watt is lined up.
Seth, J.J., and you have a lot in common. What do you think?
Exactly what you just said. I think the thing that's most impressive to me, as a guy that played with some really good defensive linemen, I've never seen a guy that gets that many sacks and rushes the passer that well that also plays the run as well as he does.
Yeah.
Usually guys from the an interior defensive line position that get a lot of sacks kind of line up in the gap and go. J.J. plays, what you say, thick down the middle. If J.J.'s the offensive lineman, I'm not sitting way out here. I'm standing right here. And he's playing the run first and then converting the pass. That's rare for guys that get stats like he does.
Ted?
Yeah, I agree. It's J.J. We played football, all of us, a long time. I've never seen anything like it. You're right. He dominates the run. That's the key. Is he an all-around player? He's an all-around player. He makes plays. I'm telling you, I guarantee you that defensive line coach is in there saying to the younger guys, Crick and, you know, those kind of guys, don't do what J.J.'s doing, because that's, you know, only J.J. can do what J.J.'s doing. And he led the team in tackles, too, for a defensive lineman. That's unheard of.
95 tackles for no gain or loss.
Yeah.
Against the run, 24 for no gain and 15 for loss, or vice versa. The stats are so great. I keep it up.